Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the first three stanzas. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 2. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in thy goodness, in thy mercy, to gather us and our dear children by renewal within the walls of thy house of prayer, and when by renewal we attempt to call upon thy most holy name, then it is so needed that we are filled with that awe and reverence, profound impressions, unto whom we draw nigh, where thou art so holy, so majestic, so glorious, but also so merciful, that we may have a right understanding of our manifold needs, not only our temporal needs, but above all our spiritual needs. An impression that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and that we may be filled with thoughts unworthy, undeserved, a need to confess and repent of our sins, where the psalmist, where the poet has declared, when I confess my transgressions, then thou forgavest me. And now thou hast a people upon the earth that is the work of the Holy Spirit, to bind that need upon the heart where it is sorely felt, that separation, that distance, which a sinner can never bridge over, but where thou wast made a way thyself, thought out in eternity, and accomplished here in the time, and by thy Holy Spirit shown, revealed, and applied unto poor sinners. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thy kingdom may come, and when that takes place in the heart of a sinner, whether young, middle-aged, or old, then thou shalt receive the preeminence, and then there shall be an asking after thy ways. Ah, Lord, may I do it in this evening hour, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. Thou grantest in the congregation continually that children may be born, and that grants rejoicing and gladness. May it so also continually be heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and those that have been born to be instructed, to be led into the mysteries of salvation. Ah, Lord, thou knowest in the hearts and in the lives of thy children what are riddles, what are perplexities there can be, what a Rebecca of old has experienced. Not a strange matter, how am I thus? May we be found more a praying and a begging people for a blessing upon the means of grace thou wast promised, that they shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou so bless the means of grace in the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school? We lay before thee the manifold needs and the concerns. We commend unto thee the confession of faith students. Ah, Lord, do grant unto them, as the children of Israel, when Joshua has gathered them together, and with sincerity of heart they have chosen for thee and for thy service. They needed to be instructed, unable of ourselves, above all things, Lord. Grant that precious choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Then they shall never be ashamed, and that is a choice which thou grantest to thy church, a choice for the time, and that shall endure to that never-ending eternity. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth. Remember our theological school, the persecuted church, where there are so many countries and so many peoples who on this Lord's Day could not gather together, gathered perhaps in secret places or in their home, fear and trembling. And we and our dear children in this evening and in this day, unhindered and freely come up. May we not all take it for granted. May we be given to see thy mercy, thy good hand therein, and accompanied with the prayer, Ah, Lord, that it may be blessed by thee indeed for the coming of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee the Jewish nation. O, at war, may the veil hastily be removed. Remember all mission work, our mission field, the people in Bolivia and the people in Peru. May your heart be inclined. Wilt thou remember and help Bible translators? Grant deep impressions that they are not translating the word of man, but the word of the living God. Do bless thy holy word that may be sent into the prisons. We commend unto thee a young couple who hope to come up to thy house toward the end of this week. Under thy opened word, with a calling upon thy great name, to be united according to thy institution in holy matrimony, to begin life's journey together as husband and wife. Lord, may they be given to beg of thee, that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, to lead and to guide, and that it may be a marriage in thy divine favor for the coming of thy kingdom. Remember all of our young people with planned marriages. Remember the single ones. Wilt thou grant them the desire of their heart, that they may meet one in thy providence and in thy favor, to go through this life as husband and wife. Wilt thou keep us under the old truth and under the old ways. We commend unto thee those in the hospital, the handicapped daughter, and the young father, together with their families. The different circumstances are known unto thee. Wilt thou grant unto physicians wisdom and understanding? And then thou wert speaking in special ways. May it be accompanied by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit. And otherwise it shall have to testify against us. We remember the mothers undergoing treatments, fears, and concerns. Grant them a place at thy footstool. We remember all those that stand in need of healing and strengthening. Remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of mind. Remember those that struggle with addictions and temptations. May they be delivered. Oh, do remember and bless our family circles. May love abound, and may thy word have a central and a special place. We remember the nations of the earth, wars and rumors of wars, but also the spiritual warfare that greatly continues. And according to thy holy word, that in the latter days it shall greatly increase, more difficult for those that have thy holy word as their rule and their guide to dwell in society, O Lord. Wilt thou keep, wilt thou strengthen us and our children, willing to make sacrifices, and with a great concern to be a living subject of the living church, of the living King. We remember our leaders federally, provincially, and also the council of this town. Oh, do work with thy Holy Spirit in our community. We now humbly ask thee, Lord, for thy help. We have a precious subject to speak of, such a desirous matter, that thy word may be blessed amongst us and our dear children, and that many by irresistible grace may be placed under the banner of King Jesus, living subjects with those new desires, with those longings, and with those thirstings. And Lord, when thou worketh, then it becomes the desire that it may be confirmed that we are thine to receive the pardoning of our sins, to receive the assurance. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou help in this evening hour also the little children to understand, that they may be given to hear, that early they need to become a subject of the great King, the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive a new heart that fears and loves thee, hates sin, and needs to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And what is necessary for the little children, that is necessary for all, bind the devil, give rest in thy house, pardon us of all of our sins. We ask it in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalter 442. the five stanzas, our gracious God, has laid his firm foundations on Zion's mount, the courts of his delight, our gates of splendor bathed in heavenly light. He loves far more than Jacob's habitations. And what follows, Psalter 442, the five stanzas. this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 48, the question and answer 123, which is the second petition. Answer, thy kingdom come. That is, rule us so by thy word and spirit, that we may submit ourselves more and more to thee. Preserve and increase thy church. Destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee, and also all wicked counsels devised against thy holy word, till the full perfection of thy kingdom take place, wherein thou shalt be all in all. Lord's Day 48, the second petition, the petition for the coming of Christ's kingdom. Four thoughts: the petition for submission, the petition for the increase, the petition for protection, and the petition for perfection. The second petition, the petition for the coming of Christ's kingdom, the petition for submission, the petition for the increase, the petition for protection, and the petition for perfection. Beloved congregation, Lord's Day 47, we were given to consider the first petition. Hallowed be thy name. And now when that petition may have received a special place in our hearts and in our life, then the proof thereof that becomes manifest with the second petition, and then the second petition, thy kingdom come, that also reveals the manner how that the Lord's name shall greatly be honored. Then in this evening hour, when we have come up to God's house, and we know that it was Lord's Day 48, and the second petition, maybe boys and girls, maybe you have asked your father and mother which Lord's Day would be dealt with in this evening hour, and have the petitions now been multiplied. When we have thought about the second petition that we have asked the Lord, Lord, now by renewal we hope to go up to thy house, and there thou wast promised to dwell in special ways. Thou wast promised to bless thy holy word. And then by renewal we hope to hear of that great King of whom we have heard in this morning hour, that he has the preeminence, Have there been no prayers sent up also by our boys and girls that in this very evening hour that you may be part of that kingdom to be given to enter into the door of regeneration? And when that has taken place, then it cannot be different, because this petition, when it is prayed aright, then it comes forth from an enlarged heart with the love for the King, because when there is love for that King, then we have a vehement desire that the King may have many subjects, young and old, that the King may have good soldiers, that the King may have subjects that obey and honor His word, that the King may have subjects where the high praises may be in their mouth, that the King may have subjects that never bring blame upon the name of the great King. But then it is also a petition with an enlarged heart, with love to our fellow travelers, to that never-ending and all-decisive eternity. With vehement desires, may it be more exercised that our fellow travelers, at times by day and by night, bound upon the hearts with a prayer unto the living God for His irresistible grace, His almighty power, His drawing love, that many may be placed. Do we not read in Psalm 60, verse 4, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear Thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth? And then in this evening hour, it concerns the meritorial kingdom of Jesus Christ. And then it is so necessary, O young and old, that we are placed under that banner. And that must take place here in the time. And our time is short. We are hastening through the time. And then we need to be wrought upon by the Spirit and to enter through the door of regeneration, that we are brought, we have heard it this morning, out of Colossians 1, verse 13, delivered from the power of darkness and brought to that glorious light, because by nature, then we are under another King. And congregation, when we now think and consider that other King called the devil, Satan, the liar from the beginning, then what an awful King that is. Because the devil has absolutely no love, no mercy in his heart. He is a liar from the beginning. Lies mean nothing to him. The purpose to keep his subjects under his dominion, that he shall have a great multitude, and he shall have a great multitude that spend with him in hell, young and old. Do you often think about it? Shall I now remain a subject of the devil and have to spend with my baptized forehead under so many sermons where the King proffers peace and pardon, to have to spend a whole eternity in hell, cursing, mocking, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, when we think of the devil, think in paradise, a liar, has promised our first parents prosperity and knowledge, and we were plunged into the greatest misery. Oh, the devil did not care that Athaliah has murdered nearly all her grandchildren. The devil did not care that so many children, when Jesus was born, that they were murdered. And to that end, the need, the necessity that we are delivered, that we are wrought upon, an impression that we need to be saved, that we need to be pardoned, because the kingdom of our text, that is so different than the kingdom of Satan. And when the Lord works, then we have much trouble with the devil. Does not mean that the unconverted, because for many people upon the earth, the devil does not have so much to do. Left the word, deceived, happy with the head knowledge, but under the truth, there the devil is greatly concerned. The devil's also a faithful churchgoer, and he shall do everything in his power to keep us in his grip. But oh, the king of this kingdom, he is an almighty king. And there are no impossible cases. He speaks, and it is done. And he gathers his church by word and by spirit, which is the second petition. Thy kingdom come, and then the beginning does not begin with the heathen or with mission work, but the instructor begins with us. Of course, us, that includes I. Then in the first place, that is, rule us. That speaks in the church. And good to remember the three marks of the church: the pure doctrine preached, the sacraments administered according to his word, and Christian discipline exercised. Because this kingdom with the king, boys and girls can understand it, when we have a king and a kingdom, then the king needs subjects, and then the king has a law, justice administered, rewarding in the way of mercy, and then there need to be soldiers that fight under the banner of the king. And in Bible times, boys and girls, you know it, that the king, he lived in a city with a palace, and that city had walls, had gates, had watchmen, doorkeepers to protect that city. And in the book of Nehemiah, that is also part of this petition. In Nehemiah 1, we read that his brother has come from Jerusalem to Shushan. And then that brother, Hanani, he has unburdened his heart. And he said, "Oh, brother Nehemiah, Jerusalem, the walls, they are still broken down. Not the glorious city, what it used to be. The Lord is not honored and glorified, and the people seems not so burdened. No efforts put forth to rebuild those walls, put the gates in place with doors, the watchman with the trumpet." Can read it, parents, this evening with your children before you go to bed. Nehemiah 1. May the Lord grant more of that spirit. Oh, then, boys and girls, Nehemiah started to cry because that the walls were broken down. And then he began to pray. And he included himself, the guilt, but a cry to the living God that those walls may be restored. And now the instructors, that is, rule us so by thy word and spirit, both together. Not only the word, spirit uses the word, but the word needs to be accompanied by the spirit, and also not only the spirit that shall lead to mysticism. Also in the time of the Reformation, there were those that if erred, the spirit without the word, but both the word and the spirit, and then the purpose, that we may submit ourselves more and more to thee. Thus, that is the first point concerning God's holy word. Ah, what a precious gift that the Lord has given unto mankind, unto us and our children. We think of the Middle Ages when that word was hidden. Time of the Reformation, many places it was forbidden. Still in our time. And that we may have so many privileges. Bibles in our home. Our boys and girls, a Bible in their bedroom that you read before you go to bed. And the Lord has promised that it shall not return void unto him. But now it speaks of submission to that word. Because what shall the word profit if we read it and we do not submit and we do not obey, and even worse, if we willfully disobey and reject the holy word of that great, majestic King, that Almighty King. Thus then the question concerning our first point, what place does the Bible have in our heart, our lives, the family, the congregation. Do we read it honestly, sincerely? Do we ask the Lord what He is saying? And how is it with that submission? Is there obedience or some of God's word compromising? Many times it seems what used to be sin is sin no longer. It is so important also for our youth that the word is opened and explained. Rule us that we may submit more and more, and Lord, use it for our conversion, there for word and spirit. Our second thought, the petition for the increase. We read in Proverbs 14, verse 28, in the multitude of people is the king's honor. And so the instructors, they have stated, preserve and increase. Two words and two matters. They have first stated preserve, and then they increase. Thus that we may be kept, the king may keep us under the old truth and the old ways. And now concerning that preserving, then each generation has a special place. Each generation has a chain with links. So then you hear it, young people, also our young married couples, then you have a special place concerning this petition to preserve. When we think of the Reformation, we think of the different countries. Also think of Canada. When we think how many people have come across the ocean with God's holy word, and when we consider many churches, of course, the East was settled before the West. Think of Southern Ontario in the middle 1800s. There are writings from different denominations concerning the truth, but also concerning the walk, the Lord's Day, and it can be multiplied out. And then many of the same churches, and there were many people of God, and the missionaries that have come to the West, many of them have come from that area with a missionary spirit, with never dying souls bound upon the heart, to also come to bring the gospel to the Indians in the West. And then how many of the same churches that they have departed from the truth of God's word were error and world conformity has crept in. But now the church must not only be preserved, but it must be increased. Our boys and girls can understand it. If you have a king with an army and soldiers, and no new soldiers are recruited, and those soldiers become old and they die, then that kingdom will come to naught. And therefore the need of many soldiers to be recruited by word and spirit to become part of that kingdom under the banner of Jesus Christ. Has that now taken place in your life? Have you now been recruited as a soldier? Let me ask you, have you offered yourself? That's a question that comes a little closer. Have you offered yourself to become a soldier under that king? Because the king calls. And the king so lovingly invites. And the king for rebels, for traitors, then the king still comes with that white flag of peace. For those given to confess and repent, thus the question is, have you now offered yourself to enter that kingdom? Another question. What are you willing to forsake? Because a king, he cannot have traitors in his army and those that keep company with the enemy. It is true. Oh, the king is so merciful. And for those soldiers, many times, they have to come with much confession, acknowledging of guilt that they do. Listen to the whisperings and the temptations of the devil. But those true soldiers come with weeping and supplication and asking the king for pardoning and begging the king whether the king will bear with them a little longer. There are people that understand it. Unworthy soldiers, many times. More the fear of man than the fear of God. Think of Peter in the hall of Caiaphas. But the king, he has turned and looked at Peter. And that was such a look of love. And then Peter, then he has wept out, went out, and wept bitterly concerning the entrance into this kingdom. Oh, the great need, the desperate need, because we are traveling to eternity. We are traveling to meet the king, and before that time, then we need to be placed under his banner. We have mentioned the pronouncement to the enemies of the king on the great day of judgment. Oh, may we as a congregation be given to beg more. Ask for the Spirit. What a solemn thought for one boy, one girl, one man, one woman, to spend an eternity in hell together with the devil and all the enemies of the king. But that is not the only reason. Because this petition shall also be prayed, because the subjects of that king, they are given to experience that to be in a service that is such a sweet and such a blessed service. There is no other service upon the earth like it. Ah, they are given to experience, it is true, the Lord is so just. But the king is also so merciful. And that king, he cares, he provides, he speaks, he encourages, and he comforts. And to that end, then the subjects under the banner of that king, all with the love for their fellow man, husband, wife, dear children, parents, all what a desire that the king, by his Holy Spirit, may gather many under the banner of the great king, that they may also be given to taste of the sweet things of the Lord. Because boys and girls, this is not a forced service. The Lord is not of slaves in a service, but he is volunteers. Psalm 110, verse 3. A willing people in the day of his power. And it's true. There's a militant church. The king is honest. He says unto those soldiers in the world, ye shall have tribulation. They have persecuted me, they shall persecute you, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Thus the preserving and the increase, the family circles, the congregation, we have sung it out of Psalter 442 concerning the glory of that kingdom, a great multitude written in God's book, the Philistine, the Moor, shall we be among them? Are we among them? It's an important question. Have we now been placed by grace under the banner of the king? Have we received those new desires, those longings, godly sorrow, repentance? When we read that word increase, then it concerns not only the number of those that truly fear the king, but then also concerning the increase of the graces and the lives of God's people. Increase knowledge, faith, hope, love, godly sorrow, repentance, nominal Christendom. They do not need so much increase, it seems they have it all. But are the true subjects of that king. They learn how poor and needy, how dependent they are. And each time given to beg, so poor that that begging even has to be given. But the king, he grants it. It is written in God's word. But now also the increase concerning the numbers that feared that king. To that end, the apostles, I'll let us stay more with self. That means we are all called to use our talents, which the Lord has given us for this kingdom. Simple means. Many times the Lord uses, even boys and girls. Do you know of a little girl in the Bible whom the Lord has used for the increase of the kingdom? That little maid that was captured as a slave. And then that little maid, boys and girls, I think, that she obeyed her mistress well, honored her. It's also needful for our children to honor father and mother, to be obedient and respectful in school. It's all submitting to the rule of God's word. And then that little maid, it's clear that her mistress had great respect for that little slave girl. Because when she starts speaking of the great God of Israel, then she has taken it over, and the Naaman was healed. Let us sing of Psalter 194, the first four stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds, his peaceful rule shall be. And what follows Psalter 194, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
preserve and increase thy church. The King has promised the same. He has promised in his word to preserve and increase his church. But that does not exclude petition. The life of the true church, then they shall turn promises into petition. Blessing when the Spirit binds it upon the heart. As I read in Acts 1, the verses 13 and 14, oh, that church gathered together in one accord with prayer and supplication concerning the promise of the outpouring of the Spirit. Also includes that the church, as I read in Matthew 5, the verses 13 through 16, that the church is the salt of the earth, that it may flavor the community and a light upon the hill that arouses to jealousy, that gives respect, preserve and increase thy church. The petition for protection shall keep that point short. Destroy the works of the devil and all violence which would exalt itself against thee. The devil has many tactics to destroy and decrease the church. The first place, false doctrine. And there is much false doctrine. Deceit, much false doctrine, that is the doctrine of the remonstrance, can be in different shades, where the remonstrance in the first place, they have denied the sovereign election of the Father, counted the blood of Christ an unclean thing, declaring that Christ died for all people, and the free, feeble will of man to accept, disavowed the saving administration of the Holy Spirit, and in the fourth place, to deny that we are dead in sins and trespasses. The devil tries to destroy his church by world conformity. And world conformity can only go along with the truth for so long. Sooner or later, one has to give. Because the truth of God's word, that is in opposition to a church that is world conformed. And the greater the separation, book of Nehemiah, two times of broad walls, the higher and the broader that those walls are, family circles and for a congregation, the bigger step, the more difficult it is for our dear youth to depart from the church. Further, by causing division. And that fails persecution. Many countries where there is persecution, our last thought, the petition for perfection. And then we read, tell, not if, but tell the full perfection of thy kingdom take place, wherein thou shalt be all in all. And now for perfection, there needs to be a beginning. We cannot perfect something where there is nothing. Boys and girls can understand it. To finish something, there has to be something. Thus concerning that perfection, oh, and what a perfection that shall be. The militant church shall become the church triumphant. A sword shall be changed into a palm branch. Mourning garments, they shall wear the white, long white garments of victory. A sighing and sorrow shall flee away. They shall be delivered from the triple-headed enemy, the greatest, the flesh, also the devil and the world. And there, the kingdom shall be perfected. There, the living church of Jesus Christ shall be given to be before the throne. Sing the praises of their God most perfectly and eternally. But we have stated for that perfection, then there needs to be a beginning. Has there been a beginning in our life? We've been conquered by irresistible grace. Have we been uncovered and discovered? Have we learned to weep bitterly over our sins? Have we tried so hard to please the King, if it was possible, to never sin against Him, never grieve Him no more? Ah, to fight His battles faithfully. Have we come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God? Oh, we have heard it in this morning. Firstborn from the dead. The beginning. The King that has the preeminence. Ah, then the same question as in this morning. What has now the preeminence in our life? When we hear of the King and of the kingdom, all young and old, are you then sitting, is there then a people in the bench with a desire and with a jealousy that you may be placed under that banner? Ah, then return to your home and offer yourselves up unto the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, a poor, undone, hell-worthy sinner that can never change their heart, that can never turn. A sinner that is so deaf, a sinner that is so blind, a sinner that has a heart that seeks happiness in the things here below. but O King, may it please thee in this evening hour to recruit me, that I may become a soldier, even boys and girls a little soldier, all to belong to that army, all with an eye for the glory of the King. Because what shall it be when we continue to refuse, to hearken, to obey? What shall it then be at the end to meet the King? Shall be so terrible, shall be so awful, but the King, He is still gathering His church by word and by spirit to that end. Forsake the world. Cry unto the Lord. And for the church, how is it with us? Soldiers, are we the salt? Are we the light? Do we arouse our fellow travelers to a holy jealousy concerning the King of the Church? Are we grieved for the low estate of Zion? Can speak about it. We have mentioned that Nehemiah. We have read out of Psalm 2 of a people rise up against the King, shall not prosper. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. And then, the King, heathens, the uttermost parts of the earth, the Lord as a people that know what it is. But then the admonishment, verse 11 and 12. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have tried to speak of a precious matter, to extol the King, the Kingdom. May it arouse to holy jealousy. May there have been boys and girls, young ones, middle-aged and older ones, that have said a begging in their bench, perhaps a few tears that they have quickly wiped away with the petition, Lord, hearing now him in thy house, wilt thou recruit me, that I may be placed under the glorious banner of thy dear Son, that I may serve thee in truth and sincerity. Lord, grant it to the confession of faith class. We may commence another week. Remember the mothers at home with the children. Remember on the way, the truck drivers on the road, construction sites, business, opportunity to entrust the seed to the earth. May we be more dependent people. Keep us from sin and temptation, harm and danger, from an unreconciled death. Bring us together for a weekday service. By renewal, we commend unto thee the couple who hope to be united in marriage. Welcome our grand traveling mercies. Watch over us in this night. May we awake refreshed with courage, desire, health, and joy for our labors. We may thank thee for another Lord's Day, a few words to speak. Pardon us of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter. Psalter 197, the two stanzas. And now blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous works and glory that excel. And what follows, Psalter 197, the two stanzas. Blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.